Thursday, Friday, Saturday nights on stage, Tibbetts Opera House, the first show of the season for Branch County Community Theater. And they tackle a classic, Arthur Miller's The Crucible. And joining us in the studio this morning, not on stage, in the studio this morning, just off stage, three members of the cast, Charlene Rucker, Jason Hansen, and Sarah Odom. Let's first off talk about this, Charlene. This is a book that probably everybody had to read when they were in high school, right? Probably?
Yeah, I remember reading it in high school, and I know right now Coldwater High School is reading it, I believe. Maybe Bronson Quincy have it on their list for some point in the year, but yeah, it's one that people are very familiar with. It's kind of fun to bring it to life.
So how much of this is coming back for you from reading it in high school?
High school's a long time ago. But yeah, I remember a lot of it, and it's really been very exciting.
Essentially, the story of the Salem witch trials. Jason, tell us about your character a little bit.
I play Reverend Paris, and he's pretty much a coward. The whole show, he's only worried about kind of losing his ministry, and all the events put in place are him just kind of trying not to lose his job. So he's really just a whiny coward the whole show.
All right. Sarah, tell us about your character a little bit.
I play Tituba. I am a slave from Barbados, and
you're accused of being a witch.
I apparently am going to fly to Barbados with Sarah Good, and we're going to be bluebirds.
Okay.
It's going to be wonderful.
Okay. To get into this script for you, you know, this is a little heady material in some respects. Was it kind of tough to kind of sort all this out a little bit?
It was a little difficult at first, but once you really see the scenes going on, then you understand how it goes.
Okay.
And it helped me understand it.
Okay. How about you, Charlene, about your character?
I play Elizabeth Proctor, who's accused of a witch by my husband's sometime girlfriend. but it's, as you were talking about playing the roles in this kind of intense show and everything, it's one that really makes you think. All the characters have really major issues that they're dealing with, big problems, and it makes you think about, you know, your own life, and these people are having to deal with, you know, would you tell a lie in order to save your life? And so it's once you really get thinking about, you know, what they're dealing with, it's very intense, but it's great.
Well, it first came out during the time of the McCarthy trials.
Yes,
around
yes.
then, so it was, I don't say parallel, but almost parallel from that standpoint of,
right.
you know, the whole mob mentality and accusing others and then twisting mm-hmm. everything to make it work. That was kind of interesting to make it a classic from that standpoint. And I guess maybe, Jason, in some respects, we still have some of that today in our society, of the same kind of stuff, that mob mentality.
Oh, yeah. It's if you're not, you know, especially with social media and all that, it's very easy for you to be an outsider and have people accuse you of things based purely on your reputation or things they heard, and then you have that uphill battle of trying to fight what everyone thinks, even though you know it's true, but no matter how many times you say, no, you have to worry about what everyone else says.
Yeah, Arthur Miller put together a great script for this, although they've taken out all the these and those's, right? Or a lot of them?
Yeah, it's the language is very, it's very you know, simple language. It's, you know, there's no these or the. It's really written and you can understand it. There are occasionally some strange, weird subject verb alignments, but nothing that really throws you out of it. And it's pretty easy to understand.
Okay, well, what do you think the audience is going to enjoy most, Charlene, about when they come to the show for The Crucible?
Well, I mean, there are witches in it, so I mean.
Okay, well, yeah, it's true. It's almost Halloween. But just the story itself and the classic story?
Yes. Yeah, it's great. I think it's going to be so great, especially for high school students or people that remember reading it in high school, to come and see it, you know, on stage and how it was meant to be seen. It's great.
Tony Award winner, Best Play 1953 on Broadway, a really American drama classic, on stage this weekend. And all student tickets are $5. Tickets for Thursday are $7 for adults. And Friday, Saturday, it's $10 for adults. Seniors, $8. But everybody, $7 except for students, which get in for $5. So I think that's a great deal. Again, bring the family for this one. Break a leg, guys.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Sarah Odom, Charlene Rucker, Jason Hansen in the studio with us. Branch County Community Theater's production of The Crucible on stage this weekend at the Tibbetts Opera House.